George Steinbrenner, a man who played his part. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. He was caricatured as the boss from hell, but he had a special role to play in baseball, that being to dominate it. Steinbrenner's group bought the Yankees for under $9 million in 1973. The team is worth about $1.6 billion today. During his ownership, the Yankees won 11 pennants and 7 World Series. The team's payroll is baseball's version of the Pentagon budget. He was the boss who fired who he had to and spent whatever it took, a boss so powerful he could be banned from baseball for life and be reinstated 3 years later. I grew up in New York during the Mantle and Maris years, but it was when I left and my loyalty shifted that I really understood the importance of Yankee dominance. It means that no matter how crappy your own team is, and due to the sheer number of them, most of them will be crappy, when the Yankees are in town, fans will come. Yes, it's unfair. Yes, the playing field is tipped. Yes, every other team knows that if any of their players gets too good, they will ultimately be sucked into Yankee orbit. That's why baseball socialists are always demanding a stiffer luxury tax and salary caps. They dream of baseball becoming the NFL, where on any given day, any team can beat any other. Kumbaya. But Yankee dominance is what makes baseball baseball. The Yankees are baseball's video game end boss. They're the reason the World Series means something. In other sports, winning means scoring more points than some other team. But baseball is the only sport where winning means beating the Yankees. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.